What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another category is Pose podcast, where we recap Pose, which comes on every Sunday on FX. Pose centers around our LGBT community back in the 80s. It talks about like the ballroom scene and problems that mainly trans people have to deal with. And it deals with like drugs and HIV and things of that nature. This is episode 7 of Pose, I believe. I think that we are 1 week away from the finale. But great news, it is not the series finale. It is only the season finale because as of this week, Pose was actually renewed for season 2. Yay, which means that we get another year of the House of... We'll get into the House of Abundance, but we get another season of them. We get another season of House of Evangelista. And after tonight, we get a new season that will feature the newly founded and co-founded House of Philosophy. So congratulations to the Pose writers and the Pose directors and everybody who works on Pose. You guys have made a groundbreaking show where trans people now get their stories told on a mainstream network. And thanks to Pose, you know, I now know a little bit more about being like the trans community. I've wanted to go out and like be more of an activist, you know, in our society, I mean, in our community of LGBT and like fight HIV and things like that. So I really appreciate all the info that I'm getting from the show and all of my friends who watch the show as well, who now understand some of the things that, you know, our community has to go through, although I am myself not trans. So yes, congratulations on season 2, and we'll be recapping season 2 once it comes out, so nothing to worry about with that either. So just to get right into the episode, we start out with Blanca getting ready to do whatever Blanca does, serve looks, stunt pretty, shout out to Aquaria, and she's putting on her yellow coat, and she headed out, and Lil Poppy's running out the door too, everybody's running out the door. But Lil Poppy runs out, and while Blanca is straightening up, she's like, what the fuck is this? And it's a pager sitting on the counter. Blanca goes to sit on the couch. Lil Poppy comes back inside, and he's looking for some. She's like, what are you looking for? He's like, oh, don't worry about it. She's like, oh, can I help you find it? He's like, no, I got it. Don't worry about it. And she's like, I think I found it. So she finds it. She asks him, like, hey, are you selling drugs? And if you are, you are out of here. Because if we recall back to the rules in episode 1, one of her rules was don't be selling drugs. She says, you get caught doing anything illegal, don't make me your one call. That's fucked up. This episode was very, it's a lot different from last episode. Last episode was very heartbreaking, very sad. I shed a lot of tears. This episode, man, these people were just like, they were pretty much going in because Electra, she's always a bitch. I'm sorry. Warning for my language this episode. Let me go ahead and put that out right now after cursing twice already. Episode or language warning for this episode. Yes, because I think I cuss a lot because this episode was just making me so mad. So, now that Poppy has been warned, we go to immediately to Electra and Mr. Ford, because Electra gets a really big part or story this episode. Electra's really a Superman character. She gets tons of time in all the episodes. So we go to Mr. Ford's hotel, and Mr. Ford starts filling up on her, groping her. He starts filling, you know, for her genitals, because like he said, he likes a woman with a little something extra. That's his favorite line. He says, are you tucked? She says, sweetheart, my tucking days are over. I think that sounds like her. And so Ford is not happy about this. He says that Electra has ruined this. And Electra says, I'm not ruined, I'm reborn. Electra really thought that Mr. Ford really cared about her. And thank you God for this storyline, because I didn't realize that there were, first of all, so many men that liked trans women. And second of all, I didn't realize that the men who liked trans women I don't know how to say this, like, they liked the fact that they still had the male body part. Like, I understand it, but I don't really understand it. It makes it seem like, throughout the episode, it makes it seem as if men who like trans women only like the fact that that visually they're a woman, but when you get down to that private area, they're a man. Like I said, I don't really understand that, but I'm glad that the show has put it in there, because now I understand that this is actually a thing that happens. Because being on Grindr and stuff, I see trans people on Grindr all the time. Like, someone says trans or TS, and I don't really understand. Oh gosh, I don't know how to word this without it sounding so like. So, I don't know. I'm sorry that this is like going on for so long, but when I see on Grindr that there's a trans woman, I always wonder if they get that attract, like if the other gay men are attracted to trans women, and if they are, is it because of their body? So I'm glad that this show touches on it, because now I can understand it a little bit more. I've always thought trans was a part of the community. Never had a problem with someone being trans. I've had a crush on people that are trans before. I just didn't know this in depth about what they have to go through as far as like men who like them, and if they only like them for their aesthetic. Like, they don't actually like what's on the inside. They just like the fact that they look like a woman and have the male body part. So I'm very thankful that the show has not only touched on this with Mr. Ford, but also Stan, because it's kind of like giving me a little bit more of a clear understanding of how the world perceives them, even within our own community, when it comes to sex. So back to this, he said that this place with you was my cocoon and you took it away from me. You knew the rules and you broke them. So he runs out, he slams the door in her face, and she's left there with her broken heart. So Electra ain't happy. So she goes home, she kicks in her door to her apartment with the House of Abundance, being a complete fucking bitch to her children because she's mad. And she says she's exercising her independence and giving Mr. Ford an opportunity to miss her, which we all know he kicked her out because she's a full-fledged woman now. So she has a couple rules. No sucking your teeth. Only mother smokes in the house. No chewing gum and no sleeping after 1 p.m. She's a fucking bitch. So she's moved in. The girls are like, but you're going to take over the room? Where are we supposed to sleep? On the floor? Girl, mother didn't answer that, but I think we all know the answer to that. Mother is back in the house, and she ain't having it. But back at House of Evangelista, Blanca is interviewing each member of the house, starting with Damon, going to Angel, and then finally Ricky. None of the other people rat on Lil Poppy for what he's doing, except Ricky, because he's a rat ass motherfucker who was so scared of being put on the streets that he had to rat our boy Lil Poppy out. He was gonna be put, I say you put him out on the streets with the other rats, since he wants to be a rat. You want a rat? Go live with the rats. Go live in the sewers. Don't worry about sleeping on a bench. You can sleep in the fucking sewers if you want to be ratting on Lil Poppy. He says that Lil Poppy's been dealing at the piers. So what does Blanca do? She gets her yellow jacket again, and she goes to confront Lil Poppy at the piers. She says, why are you out here selling drugs? I'm your mother, blah, blah, blah. He says, what other options are there for a 20-year-old with an 8th-grade education? Stop acting like you're my mom's, because you're not. We saw that in the trailer, and he did tell her that. And she said, okay, you want to say that to me? Well, I want you out by morning, and if you don't get out by morning, then I'm putting your shit out myself. And Lil Poppy, like, oh my gosh, she starts crying, and he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, please take me back. How you just gonna kick me out? Like, I'm sorry. She said, she just walks out like a complete fucking bitch. I can't believe she did that. That was so rude. That's her child. If you take your child in, you can't just be kicking him out. So Poppy comes back the next day. He's gathering his stuff, saying goodbye to Damon, saying goodbye to Angel. He says bye to Blanca, but she don't want to hear it because she's still going through her little thing, like where she has to be so mean. And then Ricky's like, peace. And what's his name? Lil Poppy was like, you want to be a fucking rat? Because I told Damon that he's not the type to stick around. And then they start fighting. And I wish that Lil Poppy would have beat Ricky's fucking ass for that. For fucking right on Lil Poppy getting him kicked out. It's Ricky's fault that this family got broken up. And it's Blanca's fault that this family got broken up. Everyone knows that we are rooting for Poppy. How could you do this to us? So he gets thrown out because they were fighting. He's got to go. And he ends up going to, I believe it's his brother's house or just one of his good homies' house that he gets the drugs from. And he goes out to sell other drugs because it looks like the drugs that they've been talking about in the show, like crack, coke, whatever else that they're doing that's causing the like the HIV. I think that's the drugs that they're having him sell. So he goes out to sell. He gets moved from the piers and the parks to some other borough, like the actual streets. And they go to conduct a selling of drugs. You guys, I only smoke weed, okay? I don't do all those crack and injecting things. I'm too scared for all that. And he gets caught by the police. So while he's sitting in jail, Stan and Angel are having dinner. And Stan says that he wants to see what life is like at the balls. So Angel agrees to take him to the next upcoming ball, which is the Bizarre Realness Ball. Elektra comes home to an eviction notice and a house ready to abandon her. The House of Abandonance is ready to become the House of Abandon and abandon Miss Elektra due to her having no funds. Candy and Lulu say they're going to set their own house, which is just the gag of all gags to Miss Elektra, but she don't want to hear it. So the next day she goes to see Mr. Ford to try to take him back because she can't afford to live because she's getting evicted. And you know what happens when she gets there? The dude at the front, like the person who rings the bell on the elevator, throws her against the wall and said, you better get the fuck out of here before I break your freak fucking face right now. And while he's doing that, a new lady, a new Mr. Ford's bride or a companion or a little fetish that he has for trans women, comes strolling along looking cuter than Elektra. She did look cuter than Elektra. And of course, Elektra, she feels really bad and she feels really sad because he done found a new lady to mess with like in 2 months. That's all it took. He actually told her that he hated her earlier, but I didn't mention that but I feel it's important now. So after getting turned away by Mr. Ford, Elektra actually goes to another bar. She posts an ad. I don't know if she posts an ad online or in the newspaper because I don't think the internet was created back in 1987. I wasn't born yet. I wasn't around for pagers. I wasn't around for pre-internet. I don't know how you guys survived back then, but she posted an ad, met up with another dude. Same thing. It's now becoming extremely apparent to me after this scene that, like, it's got to be hard for someone who's trans to try to date because after watching this show, like, and there being Stan who likes Angel for being who she is, we haven't gotten to the point where Stan is, like, you know, talking about her getting rid of her, you know what, yet. But with Elektra, now that Elektra has gotten rid of her male body part, none of the men's want to be with Elektra anymore. Elektra gives off full woman realness, and now she is a full woman, but the men only want Elektra if she has the body part of the male. So it's becoming extremely apparent to me, as I said, that, like, this is just like, it's gotta be like just a fetish or like a it's like I don't want to say nothing gross, you know, it's just like, it's kind of messed up because she wants to be a full woman, but the men that like her want her to be in this in between of like, you present yourself as a woman, you pass as a woman, but you don't have that woman body part yet. So this is really like, I just, it's just so weird to me to see this because I don't fully understand why the men are like that. But you don't know why anyone is like that. I just feel really bad because now I understand, like, that this is really a struggle that they go through, that men want them to be in this in-between stage. But you have to battle with what you want and what someone else wants. So that's really crazy. Yeah, so that second guy that she met at the bar says that she should have mentioned the fact that she is full woman now in her ad. But in another bar, conspiring against Mother Electra is Lulu and Candy, who decide that they're going to create a house of ferocity. Sorry that this is kind of jumping around. I felt like this episode jumped around a little bit. It was much more calmer episode. Not too many big things happened. It was very much of like an exhibition episode because of the House of Ferocity being built. So, yes. So we have the House of Ferocity now that is going to be created by Lulu and Candy. I definitely see this becoming a big thing in season two, the House of Ferocity being ferocious and coming after all the trophies, coming after snatching everyone's wigs, everyone's laces, and everyone's edges in the future. So back at the House of Evangelista, though, Blanca overhears Angel, Ricky, and Damon talking about the little Poppy situation. Angel blames Ricky and Blanca for breaking up their family. This prompts Blanca to go walk and talk with the dance instructor. I believe that her name is Mrs. Helena. Oh god, don't quote me. I don't feel like they said her name very much in the show. Blanca asked her if she thought that what she did was right. She says, I don't know because I don't have kids, but if this was my house, then I would have done the same thing, and maybe they'll respect it in the future. Angel takes Stan to the ball and he don't really like it. He says that it is too much for him with the bizarre realness. He says that he thinks keeping Angel and him is a secret for the better. So Stan, I don't really know what is going on here with you, Stan, buddy. Like, you're really got a lot going on in your brain. You really got a lot. Stan's really confused. He's like stuck in between, like, my life is just regular and I want my life to be amazing. But then when he gets invited to this amazing thing, he realizes that it's just too much and his life is just regular. He can't be bringing all this lifestyle changes into his house. On the other side of that, after the ball as well, Blanca runs into Lil Poppy, who Lil Poppy says that he ain't selling drugs no more. And she says, okay, well, you can come back home. But to close out the episode, Lil Poppy is actually now under the wing of New Mothers in the House of Ferocity with Miss Lulu and Miss Candy. So to end out the episode, Angel, I don't know what happened to her working at the Peep Show or at Show World. I guess that she, like, because Stan paid for everything, she no longer works there. She just decided to up and quit. She don't got to make her own money. She's relying on a man. But don't matter because Miss Electra done came and took her spot and is shaking her ass for some coins at Show World 2. So we see Angel go back to street walking and she hops in the car with another gentleman, and that ends out the episode. So to have some predictions for the finale, which is next week, man, I don't even know really what could happen. I imagine that the House of Ferocity is going to try to dance in a ball. Angel and Stan are probably going to, I think Angel's going to get like beat up, really. I think that Angel's going to get beat up while she's prostituting. I think that, let's see, Ricky, I don't really care about Ricky very much. I don't really like Ricky that much. Damon, we didn't see much of Damon in this episode. I don't feel like we saw much of Damon last episode. Damon was really big in the first episode, but ever since then, he's kind of declined. It really does come back to Blanca and Electra, who are my favorite characters, because I think Blanca is like my number two favorite character. Electra is my number one favorite character. I live for Electra's storyline. She's so mean. She's such a bitch. But I just, like, I live for it. I don't know what it is, but whenever I see Electra and her story on the screen, I live. So thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back next week for the finale, or I will be back. There is no we yet. If anybody wants to help co-host the finale, oh my gosh, that would be so great. I really appreciate you guys sticking around with me. Oh, also, I'm going to try to open up the podcast even more to, I don't know what yet. I'm trying to work on something for the off season. It's going to be a super long one. So I don't think I'm going to change the podcast name. If I did, I think I would just call it like Category Is or something. But the podcast is still going to be dedicated to Pose. It's still going to be, but I'm just thinking of like opening it up to more of like a full-on gay podcast thing. You know what I'm saying? So you guys can follow me on Twitter at The Roman Demigod. Sorry, you can follow me on Twitter at The Roman Demigod. You can also tweet me to let me know what you guys thought of the episode. I know that this episode is a lot shorter than normal, but the episode on TV was a lot shorter than normal too. So, yes, you can also follow me on Instagram at Roman Stiltskin. That's RomanStiltskin. Once again, that's RomanStiltskin. And you can follow me on Twitter at The Roman Demigod. So thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back for the finale. We'll be finding out other things to try to post on this podcast to keep it alive. And I am looking for a co-host even for next season. So yeah, you guys, I love the show Pose. I love what it's doing. I love that it's opening my mind. It's opening my eyes. It's opening other people's lives and mine. So yes, congratulations on season 2. And we will be back next week for the finale.